It's October. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder and Denver? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're walking up the Bluebell Bear Trail through these beautiful fields of golden grasses. There's only one problem. They're all non-native grasses. This is smooth brome, timothy. Here we have some knapweed here at our feet. People sometimes ask, does recreational use really have an impact on these lands? And what we notice is along the trails here, almost all the grasses are non-native grasses because they colonize these bare areas. And as you go out, you sometimes have to go out 30 or 40 yards before you get back into the native grass cover.
Right now, we're in the midst of one of the most scrumptious stands of sumac in Boulder. It's on the Bluebell Baird Trail, about a half mile from the Baird parking lot. And from here, the bright red sumac frames a great view of the Flatirons, sort of edge-on. The red color is caused by a pigment called anthocyanin, but I prefer the explanation that's given by a legend told by several Indian tribes. They say that one autumn long ago, three hunters and a dog chased a bear who led them faster and faster in all directions. Finally, the bear ran high into the sky, where the hunters killed and butchered him on a stack of maple and sumac branches. The leaves, stained by his blood, still turn blood red every fall, and the great bear, followed by three hunters and their dog, can still be seen in the sky at any time of year. These eight stars, also called the Big Dipper, can never rest until the hunters and the dog again catch the bear.
You may hear some high squealing sounds occasionally up here. When we're on these grease slopes in early autumn, it seems like there are chipmunks coming out of every hillside. It makes sense because they only have one litter each year and they have five or six young. So there are a lot more of them this time of year. And also they're preparing for hibernation. So they're scurrying around looking primarily for flowers and fruits and seeds and mushrooms and insects. And then as we get into late October, they'll go into their burrows under the rocks here and sleep out most of the winter. We have actually three species of chipmunks here in Boulder County. There's the Colorado chipmunk, the least chipmunk, and the Uinta chipmunk. And you can tell them apart, but it helps if you have about 10 of them lined up on your shelf. They're so similar in appearance that it's easier just to assume you're looking at a chipmunk.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson's Field Guide to the North American Prairie.